The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, editor of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself, Peter Barron. Good morning to you.
Morning, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Peter. Very well. It's been a pretty decent run for BBC Tees Breakfast in the challenge, but I'm always aware that you're ready to strike back. Yeah. So your story today is?
Story today is from Southern California. A lorry carrying a load of frozen chicken crashes with a truck carrying a load of bees, and the chicken lorry bursts into flames.
Right. So, the drivers were injured, which is good.
Yes.
Lots of bees escaped.
Yes.
And Interstate 10 near Palm Springs was covered in flame-grilled chicken pieces.
Correct.
Your headline to go with the story, Peter Barron, is...
Bar-B-Q-Chicken.
Bar-B-Q-Chicken. We see exactly what you've done there. But will it be good enough? Sarah has got the screen ready to be refreshed. Contemplating, Sarah.
Yes. I cannot tell a lie.
Yes.
It's been difficult
today. Sound like George Washington there all those years
of
ago.
Of course.
The apple tree.
It has been difficult today, shall we say. Rachel and Derek say honey roast chicken.
Yeah.
Jane says the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Yes. The driver was called Ken, am I right? Yes, the driver was called Ken. Yes, the driver was called Ken.
Here it is. But anyway, yes, go on.
It is. The driver is called Ken. All right,
Sarah.
So Stevie and Julian say Ken truck bee fried chicken.
He wasn't called Ken. I don't believe it.
He was. Pauline from Wynyard says, never mind the buzz chucks. Spud says, Ken's honey fried chicken.
Right.
If the driver was called Ken. Eileen says, roasted chickpeas. And Tony says, buzzy bee chicken fricassee.
Right.
I told you it was difficult. Stephen today, you've been... flamed.
You've been flamed. BBC Tees Breakfast. Barbecue chicken. Northern Echo, carry arbiter of all things fair.
Controversial. I'm going to give points to the Echo today.